All the time.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord bless each and every one. I do give everyone a warm welcome in their service this morning. And the Lord bless you. Maybe we could turn to the Word of God, to Acts chapter 8. And here's my question this morning, and I'm going to answer it. What am I to preach? What am I to preach? That's the simplest answer you can ever find to that question. And many people say, what will I preach? You say, brother, you should know what to preach. You preached for 30 years. But when you're preaching all the time, you want a word from the Lord. Many times you wait in the Lord and you want a word from the Lord. And you say to yourself, Lord, what will I preach? Well, this is what the Lord told me. You say the Lord told you, he did.
Amen.
For believe it, I believe it. Like an old brother man said it. Said, I talk to God when I pray. And he talks to me when I read the Word of God. So every time I read this Bible, God's talking to me.
That's right.
And he's talking to you.
Amen.
Let's read from verse 1, because I hear so much today of people saying, but he was a bad one. There was no hope for him. God could never save a man like that. If he can, he could never save you or me.
That's right. Amen. Absolutely.
You might never have done the things others have done, but you're still born a sinner.
That's right.
So you're guilty.
Right.
The fact that you're born a sinner is the fact you're guilty.
That's right.
And there might be people who've done worse than the other one, but that makes no difference to God. That's why I'm reading from verse 1 of Acts 8, verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death, and this was the death of Stephen, and you know they stoned Stephen to death.
That's right.
Because he preached the truth. And this man Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The devout men carried Stephen till his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and healing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word.
Amen.
Verse 5, and this will be our key verse, 5 till 8. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them.
Amen.
And the people with one accord,
glory,
gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, come out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed.
Amen.
And there was great joy in that city.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads, and if you have a need, just lift your hand to the Lord this morning, and you pray for me as well. Praise God. Let's just close our eyes. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning for the wonderful love story, the greatest love story that ever was told. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
For God sent not a Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Lord, we are glad above all that we are saved. We want to thank you this morning from the depths of our heart for thy great salvation.
Amen.
Lord, many of us you've lifted from the dunghill.
Glory.
But oh God, we thank you for the power of salvation.
Amen.
That delivered us and cleansed us and set us free. Lord, we could never thank you enough for what you've done for us. We would ask this morning you would bless your word to our hearts. Bless especially the hands that's raised. You know every need.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, for those that's away or holidays or working, may you be with them and may you bless them. And may you meet their every need. Touch every heart in this house. Help us, Lord, to preach the things that you want us to preach. Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you, you do. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Just maybe see that. Praise God. You know, I never slept for about 2 nights last week. And I'm sure you all watched it. Maybe I shouldn't mention it, but I'm going to. If you saw the news, there's a man shot, 10 shots, was fired into his car not far from here. Well, I used to sleep on that man's couch in his house. And I chummed with him. And I want to tell you this, that not no more than 200 yards from where that man originally lived was the first time that ever I remember God speaking to me with an audible voice. I was no more than about 19 years old. I'd crashed a car with another fella. I don't know to this day how we got out of it. And a presence come over my body and an audible voice spoke to me. And you said God spoke to you before. Yes, God spoke to me before within or from the Word of God. But God spoke to me that night with an audible voice. And that voice said to me, if my hand wasn't upon you, you would be dead. I remember just after that I got right with God. And you know how the Lord visited me in the jail for 10 nights. God spoke to me again with an audible voice. Not within, with an audible voice. And in my room one night, God spoke to me again. And the Lord gave me a scripture, and the voice quoted me the very scripture. And I read the scripture, and the scripture was Isaiah 1, verse 18 and 19. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as the wool. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. But what about verse 19? God spoke to me, verse 19, and I believe God warned me that night in 1989. And verse 19 says, if ye be willing, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, you shall be cut off with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And I'm going to say this morning, this has nothing to do with what I'm preaching, but I feel led to say it. It's dangerous when backsliders backslide. God can sometimes take them home. And there's so many workplaces you can find that, and I'm not going to mention it. But if somebody's really saved and they backslide, God might not let you go out like others have went. He might just take you home. And I tell you, you cannot play with God.
Amen.
And I thank God he delivered me. Where would I have been this morning? If at all here. And I thank God for his deliverance.
Amen.
You see that man that was shot? I met him. I went to meet him. And another man on a bike. And I met the two of them after I could see. And I told them, I will never be with you men again. For God has saved me.
Amen.
Cheerio. That macho man that was shot put his hand out. And he said, Tommy, you're right. I wish I could do it. I would love to do it. I tried it. And I couldn't do it. And the other man laughed. I thank God today for deliverance.
Amen.
That God can deliver. So I know that the Lord has spoke to me on more than one occasion. And every time that God wants to speak to his servants, God can do it. And don't you think he can't. And he might tell them something you might want him to hear. Just remember that as well. And here this man Saul, and this man Saul is a murderer. He held the coat of those that stoned Stephen. If he was up before the court, he'd do jail. Because he's there with those that killed. Whether he pulled the trigger or not, he's there. He's a murderer. You say you're taking it out of context. Well, we'll take it a bit further. David was a murderer. Not only was David a murderer, David plotted the murder. Not only did David plot the murder, David got a woman pregnant that was another man's wife. He committed adultery. He plotted a murder. Deliberately put Uriah the Hittite to the forefoot of the battle so that he could kill him, see him killed. He was a murderer. But there's someone in your Bible what it says about David. Your Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. Because he repented.
Amen.
And my Bible says when you come to Jesus Christ and repent, you are a new creature.
That's right.
That means a new creation. You're no longer who you were before. You're a child of the King.
Amen.
Here's my question posed this morning, and I'm going to be no more than 40 minutes. What am I to preach? Simple. If you want to know what to preach, read the book of Acts.
Amen.
The book of Acts is a blueprint for the church.
Amen.
The book of Acts is where it all happens. The book of Acts is where the commission was fulfilled, what Jesus told them was coming.
Right.
Wait ye, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, and you shall be endued with power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Amen.
Then you shall be my witnesses. So after the book of Acts, the power of God comes on them. The Lord never sent them down to get cloaks and collars and all that stuff.
Right.
And Bible schools and Bible colleges, you don't read none of that.
Right.
The essential equipment for a preacher is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
If he doesn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he's wasting his breath.
100%.
That's a commission. And that has never changed. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ unto them. That's what Philip preached.
Right.
If Philip preached Christ, we're to preach Christ.
Right.
What am I to preach? Preach Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That should be your message.
Right.
You say you can't preach Jesus Christ in every service. Who told you that?
Amen.
They're a liar. Whoever told you that? He ought to be preached in every service, and he should be preached in every single service. It's all about him. It's not about anything else. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, Philip preached Jesus Christ. And when Philip preached Jesus Christ, God was pleased with it. God was pleased with it, and the power of God came with it. And it came with Philip, because God was pleased with what Philip preached.
Glory.
And I tell you, if you want to know what an evangelist should be like, Philip's one. Philip's a real evangelist.
Amen.
I talk often about the four square gospel. He had it back then. He preached the Savior, healer, baptizer, and coming King. Philip preached it then. Your Bible says the miracles were done, the signs were done, the wonders were done when
right.
Philip preached. Philip didn't come with a dead letter. Philip didn't come with a list of stuff. But Philip came with the power of God.
Amen.
Philip was a man sent from God. Philip was a man that knew God. Philip had a message. It was simple. It was Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Amen.
That's what Philip preached.
Is
Jesus is the Messiah. Messiah means anointed one.
Amen.
We'll look a bit more at that in a moment or two. That's what Philip preached. Look at verse 6. And the people with one accord give heed unto the things which Philip speak. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he done.
Right.
You know, a lot of places today don't believe in miracles. They don't preach the way Philip preached. They preach about Jesus, but they leave out the miracles, they leave out the signs, they leave out the wonders, and they don't believe in praying for people. So they're not preaching what Philip preached. You say, brother so-and-so preaches the gospel. Does he do all Philip done and preach it the way Philip preaches it? Well, he does a bit of it, and then he's not doing it. He's not doing it if he does a bit of it. He must do it all.
Amen.
There's organizations today. I know of an organization years ago, and there's people here know about it. And a woman, the Spirit of God fell on her. She spoke in tongues in that organization. And a man rushed out quickly and got a bucket of water and came in and threw it over her.
He wanted to kill any fire there was. You don't read that in the book of Acts.
You don't read for they threw water over them when the Holy Ghost come on them. And you see here, I want you to get this. I'm not going into this part this morning, but you see how miraculous Philip's message was, and yet withal, even taking into account that he preached Jesus and the devils were cast out and the Holy Spirit was working, the people that was converted under his preaching, later on Peter and John went to them, the same people, and laid their hands on them, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the Bible.
Amen.
The same people. So they didn't finish there. What does that tell me? That tells me that there was a unity in the real church that was governed by the Holy Spirit, not by man.
Amen. Amen.
They recognized Philip's ministry, and Philip recognized their ministry as well, and they didn't have the ministry Philip had, and Philip didn't have the ministry they had. But they all together glorified Jesus.
Amen.
I believe that's what's wrong today. Maybe a man's gifted in an area and he's condemned because he doesn't go into another area. Maybe a man's gifted in another area and he's condemned because he doesn't do that other part.
Right.
You should be careful talking against somebody if you can't do what they're doing. I've heard so many people ridicule T.O. Osborne. I was one where some night and they started it, and I tell you what, I was not happy. I can tell you that. Because I believe he was a man of God.
Amen.
And William Branham recognized that T. Osborne was a man of God.
Amen.
But many others don't seem to think it.
Really?
But I can tell you, if you watch, when T. Osborne went out to India, and they have all the false gods over in India, and God mightily used him, and he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the blind saw, and the deaf heard, and multitudes were converted to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They don't believe everything we believe. That'll make no difference. When you realize when we get to heaven, God's not going to line you up and check all the dots what you believe and see if everybody else in the world is the same as you.
Amen.
No one man's authority, the Word of God is. God's Word is the final authority. Do you realize that the Word of God says clearly that Jesus Christ will judge this world? God has appointed a man. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll judge the world. You could be sitting in judgment because somebody's done something on you. You need to repent. You need to give that over to the Lord. You'll never be free. Until you do it, you'll be in bondage all your life. Philip the Evangelist, preach Christ, simple. You also, if you were to read in Acts 6 and verse 3 to 6, you would see, for he was ordained. You would read, for they said, we must have men to carry on the work. Because Judas by transgression fell. And the Spirit separated men for the work. Did you hear me? The Holy Spirit separated men from the work. Not the Bible college. Not some head elder or head deacon or head pastor or some pope.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. How did the Holy Spirit do it? Through the gifts. How many knows that? That's the Bible. The Spirit moved. That's kind of an honor taking or an elder. But that's how God done it.
Amen.
But I'm stressing the point that so many today think, well, you know, do it. God will pick somebody that you would never pick, and that the Bible shows that. The Bible says that God has chosen the unlearned and the ignorant of this world to confound the mighty. When David went to the anointed king, and all the sons of Jesse were lined up, and David said, "No, he's not here. Have you yet another?" Well, he says, "There's a wee fellow over there." Well, we say that. The Bible doesn't say a wee fellow. That's our idea, because he's not weak. And I do not believe David was weak. I believe he was big. And I believe I can prove he was big. I preach it in Australia. Do you think that Saul been head and shoulders above the whole army of Israel? Stupid, I don't. And there's no way he was going to put his armor on David if it was 2 foot too long for him, 2 foot too wide for him. That's nonsense.
But David hadn't proved it, but he had proved God.
That's right, amen.
But that's besides all the point. What I'm trying to say, that's just an extra for to get some of you thinking.
Amen.
Just like I said, that he took 5 stones, because Goliath had 4 brothers, and people argued, you know, for a fortnight over that there, them 5 stones. That's all they heard. Took them 2 weeks over it. And they searched the Bible for 2 weeks. To see, was there 5 stones? Well, there was. And he did have other relations, and you can read it. Yes, it's all there. But you see, people, and we're all guilty of it, you can miss what God's actually saying. Because you pick up on one little thing, and you, that's all you seem to get, and you leave all the rest.
100%.
We need to hear what God's saying.
Amen.
And I tell you, God said to David, to Jesse, "Have you another?" He said, "There's one like," but more or less, you know, he wouldn't be as old or anything like these other boys. He said, "Well, you better go and get him. I'll not rest." But he was the man God chose. Ruddy. And you hear so many interpretations, haven't you? You can interpret it as red. How many knows that? How many's ever heard it preach? It's all there. Maybe he was of a red complexion. Must have been Irish in him. Or Ulster, whatever way you want to call it. They say they've a temper, you know, the redhead ones. And that look over. You're fair, brother. Don't accept it. But I tell you, the true God chooses who he will. We could have an idea, but it's not God's will. God could choose somebody we would never think of choosing. But
amen.
Philip preached Christ.
Yes, amen.
Look at this here. Look, follow with me for a moment. The first thing, the person of Philip's message was the Messiah.
Amen.
And there was a person in Philip's message, and Philip emphasized that person. Philip uplifted that person. Philip glorified that person. Philip magnified that person. Philip's whole message was about that person. When he put hands on him, if he did it in that person's name. And that person was the Messiah, the anointed Christ, the Lord Jesus. That was Philip's message. That's the person he preached. He didn't glorify another. He glorified the Lord. Here's another thing about it. You can read that in verse 4 and 5, but in verse 68, you can see Philip had power with his message. There was power with Philip's preaching. Philip's preaching was the dead letter. Philip's preaching was the same as Paul in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Power with it.
Glory. Great.
I want you to see this power in verse 7, the sick are restored. In verse 8, the possessed are released. And also in verse 8, the people rejoice. And you know what the Bible says when you're reading through that as well? The Bible says that Philip was full of the Holy Ghost. There's your secret. Philip was full of the Holy Ghost. We don't need to be full of ideas or full of some man's, the other man's wisdom or some other man's knowledge. Our secret, if we're going to preach as God's people, is to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
That's what we need today.
Thank you,
Jesus. That's what
Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
The lovely person of the Lord.
Glory.
The Messiah, the anointed one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go over to Acts 8 as well, verse 26 to 40, and here's a wonderful thing. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip. It's no new thing for God to speak audibly to a man by an angel.
Right.
I want you to know that. People say, I wouldn't believe an angel spoke to you or spoke to this man or spoke to that man. Well, your Bible says it. And it says it here, verse 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip. Do you think that angel made a mistake? No. When that messenger comes from God and God really speaks to the man,
Amen.
It's not wrong.
Right.
It is never wrong.
Right.
Arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under, Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah the prophet.
Amen.
Then the Spirit said unto Philip, are you hearing me now?
Glory.
So the angel speaks to Philip, now you're reading, the Spirit said to Philip.
Amen.
You reading that in your Bible?
Glory.
So he heard from the angel and he hears from the Spirit. And they're both right. I tell you, you might say, brother, an angel never spoke to me, but the Spirit could. Keep your ears open. Amen? And the Spirit said unto Philip, go join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest of thy readings. And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, as like a lamb dumb before a shear, so he opened not his mouth. And you know he's quoting Isaiah 53. He's reading from Isaiah 53. And Philip from Isaiah 53 preaches Jesus Christ to the Ethiopian eunuch. Preaches Christ unto them.
Amen.
He doesn't preach to him and say, there's a group of us that are under a certain name that met on the day of Pentecost. He doesn't even use the word Pentecost as a logo or a denominational name, and you need to join us. No, he doesn't mention any of that. Preaches Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From Isaiah 53.
Glory.
And he shows him, this is the Messiah. The anointed of the Lord that was to come to see him.
Amen.
For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Glory.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been on that chariot?
Amen.
People talk about, oh, the message wasn't deep enough. How deep was that message? How long did it take? I guarantee you that it didn't take him all day to tell it.
Not the
chance. But he told them it. He was led in the Spirit. The angel sent him. The Spirit speaks to him. He delivers his message. And there's results with it.
That's right. Everything.
Straight away results.
That's right.
But it's the Lord.
Amen.
God's called me to do something. Where's the results?
That's right. Amen.
There has to be results.
That's right.
We need results.
That's right.
I tell you, we want results. And I can tell you this morning, what will I preach? If you preach what he preached, you'll have results.
Right.
You have to have. Why? Because it's Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord never changes. If this preaching brought results then, it will bring results today.
Right.
And he preached on them, he is a Messiah. Then, after the eunuch believed, he said, well, tell you what, go you back to where you're going. Find yourself a quiet assembly. Join it. Get your name in the book. And you'll have to sit at the back for 6 months before we can baptize you. You don't read that. You do not read that in this Bible. You read in this Bible that he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nobody given an examiner's test to see is he eligible or not. But he took him the same hour. Glory to God.
Amen. Glory.
What does people mess about for?
Right, M.O.T. Shepherds. Right.
Well, I'll tell you, brothers, who are you to judge them? Do you think you're better than them? If you are, you're a hypocrite.
100%.
I know assemblies for people was made sit at the back, and some of the boys that made sit them at the back were absolute hypocrites. You read this. This is the Bible way. You know, William Branham baptized a man that smoked. Smoked. And he didn't smoke one fag. He smoked a carton a day, whatever that was. He was a real smoker. And they got him for it. And they said, what do you think you're doing? You baptized a smoker. And he says, I know what I'm doing. God spoke to me. And he saw a vision of a tree breaking, and God showed him that that demon of nicotine was defeated.
Amen. Glory.
And the fellas, that fella had an accident, ended up in hospital after he got baptized. He's in the hospital, and William Branham gets the brother, and he says, now, you know, minister, I can't go in and buy the fags, but you go in for my brother. What type of fags did he like? And he says, no, brother, he takes a whole chart, and it's not one. Need to get him a carton. He said, whatever size the carton is, go and get him and take it down to him. And he sent a brother down with a carton of fags, and that brother never smoked another one.
Amen. Glory.
God delivered him.
Many stuff.
That's Bible activity.
Amen.
Bible action. When Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is put first.
Glory.
The church is not first.
No.
Our ideas is not first.
No.
Jesus Christ is first.
Amen.
His word's the authority.
Glory.
And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
And he commanded the chariot to stand still.
All right.
And they both stood on the side, and he got a glass out, and he called three titles over. No. No, 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 no. 3, 2, 1. No, no, he didn't do any of that. They both went down into the water. He was submerged. He was dying. And he was coming out a new creature. Glory to God. And when they were come up out of the water, look what it said, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. This is some man, isn't it?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I want you to think of this for one moment. Amen. I'm going to pause for a moment till we consider this. The angel speaks to them. The Holy Ghost speaks to them. He's come from seeing conversions, a revival, on the Lord's working with him. And this man, though he has seen a mighty move of God, and many people are saved, God sends him to one.
Amen.
One man.
Praise the Lord. Right.
Yeah. Every single soul is precious
Amen.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
See that? God will leave the 99. That's the Bible.
Amen.
He'll search for the one sheep.
Amen.
The Lord loves you this morning. Travel the world just to get you.
That's right.
So the angel speaks to him. The Holy Spirit speaks to him. Now God translates him.
Yes.
God translates us this man.
Yes. Amen. Right.
He's translated. He orders no taxi, no horse, nothing. The Lord translates him. He supernaturally moves him from there to somewhere else. I tell you, this man was walking with God.
Glory.
What's the key? Follow the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Glory.
Look what it says in verse 40. Let's read from verse 39. When they were come up out of the one, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Sotus, and passing through, he preached in the cities till he come to Caesarea. He never stopped.
Amen.
This man was on a revival. Ain't that something?
Good.
I tell you, he was someone else. Philip preached the Messiah. Jesus told him, explaining he's the promised Messiah. Now look, Messiah means anointed one. And Jesus Christ is the anointed one.
Amen.
Luke 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So that means that most of the Sky Television evangelists are all sacked right now. They're sacked. They are not preaching what Jesus preached. You do not read the Spirit of the Lord came on me so that we would start a prosperity gospel. You don't read that. So that we would build multi-billionaire buildings. There's enough buildings. Let the gospel go out.
Amen.
Philip wasn't concerned about buildings. He was concerned about going forward.
Amen. Great.
He hadn't time to build buildings. He was too busy. He was on the march for God.
Amen. Glory.
Do you believe the Lord's coming?
Amen.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the covering of the sight of the blind.
Amen.
To set at liberty them that are bruised. Many of us were bruised. Bruised from a youth, bruised from a past, and the Lord delivered us. Praise God.
Glory.
Jesus and the Messiah is the only source of salvation. Remember what God's word says in Acts 4 verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other.
That's right.
In any other.
Glory.
For there's no other name under heaven given among man whereby we must be saved. Only
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can belong to whatever you want to, but you'll not be saved. You must belong to the Lord Jesus. This clock's going quick. It's amazing, isn't it? Now I just want briefly to look at Peter and John. Because you see, people say, you know, one man told me, and he told a group of ministers, I was there, I was only a young fella, and I'll tell you the truth, I told him a few things. And I don't regret it. He said, you brothers would have to sit under my ministry for X amount of months, really, to get this. And then he proceeded to tell us there's no physical body of Jesus in heaven. And that come right out of my mouth in front of everybody, false prophet. And everybody was sitting. And they looked at me in shock. Antichrist. He says, what are you saying? I says, that's you. I said, let's not waste any time about it. I says, my Bible tells me that in the book of Isaiah, in the Old Testament, the Word of God, and the Psalms, there's loads of scriptures, but there's one scripture, you know it, where it says, how did you receive these marks?
That's right.
I received these in the house of my friends. This is a literal, physical Jesus that comes back to the Jews after the rapture, after the millennium reign, comes back to the Jews.
That's right.
And he's still Jesus.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying it for? Now you know, after Jesus rose and went to heaven, and he did, because he said, touch me not, for I must be glorified. How many knows he said that? Then he came back and he appeared unto them for 40 days. When he walked in through the walls, nobody opened the door for him. But he was in a body. And he's in a body now. For my Bible says he ever liveth, glory of God, seated at the right hand of the majesty in high, ever liveth to make intercession for the saints.
Amen.
But I told you earlier, when you went back to chapter 6 of Acts, this fellow's ordained only a short time. And he went forward. He hadn't time to wait to sit under brother so-and-so for so many years. He's off. Amen. William Branham said, you might not know much, but if your light is really lit, just go and tell how it could lit.
That's right.
But if it's not lit, you can't tell how it could lit.
That's right.
needs to be lit first.
Amen.
But here's Peter and John. We know the great miracles in Acts chapter 3, the ninth hour, in verse 18, what Peter and John did. But they had the same message. It's Philip. And if you read Acts chapter 3, and you read that Peter and John said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, what do we preach? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
Amen.
Now come down till, look at this, you can see it here. It's verse 18, verse 26 of Acts 3. "But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Now this sermon is resulting in, they're saying, how did you do it? And they preached in a sermon, and they're pricked in their hearts. How many knows that? After the miracle. "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you," verse 21, "whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the beginning of the world. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, the prophets of the Lord your God, raise up unto you your brother likened unto me, him shall he hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you," and that is Jesus Christ, nobody else.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
The prophet is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's nobody else. And also when you read in Hebrews, and I love the phrase, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent his Son into the world," so that the world might be saved.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ.
That's right. Absolutely.
Verse 25. "Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made by the Father, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up a Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities." Jesus came to do it.
That's right.
Nobody else.
Amen.
No man can do it.
Thank you. That's right.
Bless our hearts this morning. If a man can do it, let's go and do it. But you can't.
Amen.
But if you preach Christ, he'll do it.
That's right.
We need to invite him in.
Amen.
We need the Lord of the meetings. So Peter and John preached the same message. Will you agree with me? What will I preach? What did they preach? Can you see it? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What did Philip preach? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now here's Saul. You have to know him as Paul, but before he was Paul, he was Saul.
Yes.
God changed his name.
That's right.
His unconverted name is Saul, but his new name is Paul.
Amen.
So he gets a name change.
Glory.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
God's got a sense of humor, hasn't he?
Amen.
Saul left his converted. Saul had a mighty conversion in Acts chapter 9. God delivered him. He met Jesus in the pillar of fire in verse 11 of Acts 9. Now you remember I told you at the start, Saul was persecuting the church. He held the coat of those that stoned Stephen. He went into the churches, it says. The Bible says he made havoc in the churches. Disputing and fighting. He made havoc. Now can you imagine 6 months later he's coming to preach Jesus Christ? No wonder some of them said, "We better be careful." Now, right? They couldn't believe it. It was him. But he met the pillar of fire on the road to Damascus. And an audible voice again spoke to him. And the voice says, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" God didn't say that you persecuted, you know, this brother or this sister. God said you persecuted me. For if you touch one of the Lord's, you're touching the Lord. Touch that mine anointed ones. Do my servants and the prophets no harm. Or better, a millstone was put around your neck and cast into the sea. That's the Bible. And he says, "Who are you, Lord?" And he says, "I'm Jesus." Now here's one for the people that say there's no disciples after the 12 apostles. For they never actually met the Lord. And them 12 apostles physically met Jesus Christ. And there's no One acteth well that physically met the Lord, but we've just read here that Paul met the pillar of fire and he says, I'm Jesus.
Yes,
and there's only one. That's the Lord Jesus, not two. So he met the Lord.
Amen.
So that does away with that man-made doctrine.
Yes.
Man-made. That's a long and a last. Blow it away like the wind.
That's right.
Won't stand the day of fire.
Amen.
You can read, look, let's read this, verse 17. I'm finishing in 5 minutes, I'm closing. Acts 9:17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, now this here's tremendous. Because God speaks to Saul, God converts Saul, and God tells Saul, you're to go down to get prayed for, because he's blind now. Somebody has to lead him. How many know the Bible says? He met a bright sun, like the noonday sun, fell on his horse and so forth. But here, God in a vision speaks to this man, Ananias by a vision, and he tells him, go you down to the place called Street.
I like that.
Where did he send you when he gets you converted? He straightens you out.
Yes, amen.
Straightens you up. Amen. And Ananias says, go to a place called Street. For there's one there called Saul, and you're going to be praying for him. And Saul was praying, and Saul saw a vision. God working on both sides. And he tells Ananias, lay hands on Saul, and he received the Holy Ghost. Here it is again. This is a pattern. You cannot deny this is a pattern in the Bible. You can't pick it out of it. It's here, it's in it, it's part of it. After they receive Philip's message, Peter and John go to the same people.
Yes.
Pray for them to get the Holy Ghost. Yes. Saul meets with Jesus and gets saved. What's God telling him to do here? He's telling him to go down to a place called Straight. And he's visiting a man called Ananias who has the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And he's saying, Saul's coming. Lay your hands on him, and he'll get the Holy Ghost. After he was saved. That's the real Pentecost message, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's the truth.
Amen.
That's a pattern of this Bible. God won't change it for nobody.
Amen.
He'll save you. And he'll get you in a place called Straight.
Amen.
Justification, sanctification, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
now let's read this, verse 18. Now, let me go back a bit. And he says, the Lord, even Jesus, hath appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, this is Ananias, 9, verse 17, Acts 9:17. That thou camest and sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, so people can be saved and be blinded. Are you agreeing with me? This is the word of God. Now I know I'm stretching it a bit, but he was blinded because of the experience, but it wasn't God's will to keep him blinded. And it's not God's will that anybody should be kept blinded spiritually or physically. The Lord sends this man to pray for him. And immediately it fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Another pattern. And when he received seed meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples went to Damascus, and straightway preached Christ.
Yes.
Straightway. His first message, Jesus.
Amen.
Philip's message, Jesus.
Right.
Peter John's message, Jesus.
Amen.
What will I preach? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What's God called me to preach? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When will I preach it? In the morning service? In the evening service? In the midweek service? Preach Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, but the people can hear too much of it. Never.
Amen.
They never can hear too much of it. Now I know there's more to it. I know that. And I'm closing. And you know in verse 20 of Acts 9, and Saul becomes Paul, the great apostle. Look what he preached. Preached Christ. You could go to Romans 15, verse 19 and 20. Romans 15, and I'm closing as soon as I read this. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about on to Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Yea, so I have strived to preach the gospel. Not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. They won't help me.
So what? They never invite me. What are you worried for?
Amen.
Go somewhere else.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
I tell you, he wasn't waiting around to see who invited him.
Glory.
He was on a mission.
Amen.
Do you know why? Because apostle, do you know what it means? Sent.
Glory. Amen.
Sent.
That's great.
Where would you get that from, brother? As the Father has sent me, so send I you. What to preach? Jesus Christ. Let's turn our feet. Praise God.
Amen.
It's simple, but isn't it true? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, when these men preach, things happened. Things took place. Don't wait.
If you feel the Lord spoke to you, if you feel the Lord's called you,
don't you worry. Such the one won't have you. Go forward.
Amen.
I preached myself. I started on the street corners.
Amen.
I remember when I first did my first open air, that there was a minister came with me just to see if I'd get on with it. As many as an open air I did after that. And you know, I used to sometimes preach three open airs on one Saturday. Three, one after the other, different times. Gospel must be preached. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you have a need this morning, and the Lord has spoke to you, and you feel the Lord's moving you to do something, just lift your hand to the Lord as a sign. God bless you, God bless you. The Lord bless you. I tell you, the Lord's wonderful, you know.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that you have never changed. Lord, when you call a man or a woman, you never do it in vain.
Amen.
Lord, there's somebody to hear it. There's somewhere for them to go. Father, I pray you'll make the way straight. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that people will be reached. Lord, and you'll touch hearts and lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Heavenly Father, may we be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just like Philip was.
Right.
Fill us, we pray. Oh Lord, come into our meetings in a measure, a way above what we've ever known before. Come down in the power of thy Spirit amongst your people. Walk amongst us. Talk amongst us. Stir up the gift within your own people. And may Jesus Christ be uplifted and may he be glorified. May the unsaved be saved. May the sick be healed. Lord, if there's a miracle needed, grant it, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. Father, bless everyone that's raised their hand in this house.
Amen.
You know every heart. You know every situation. Lord, you don't call in vain. But I believe your word that it'll be exactly like you said it would be.
Amen.
Father, confirm on your people in the name of Jesus, I pray. Now, Lord, this morning you said you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them.
That's right.
May the people be healed today. May they be delivered this day from every infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, stretch thy mighty arm forth with signs and wonders and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. And Lord, as thou would bring us tonight, if thou wouldst tarry, help us to be faithful to the gospel. Help us not be afraid to preach the power of the blood of Jesus. The thing that defeats every demon and devil, the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Cover us with your blood, I pray.
I come against that power by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for complete deliverance. Bless the young ones that's here this morning, the newly saved and converted. May you bless them, may you lead them, and may you fill them with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you as our brother Gary comes. God bless you. Don't forget, next Saturday night, Sister Carl's going to have a special we get together. She's been here 10 years. See your sister after service if you want to help out in way of bottle of lemonade or big cheesecake or pavlova. I know what you like, but see your sister afterward, and we're glad they're here, the whole family's here. And then next Sunday night, isn't that right, Gary? Next Sunday night, Sister Ruth and Brother Gary, they're going to testify and bring a wee word from the Lord next Sunday night. So you invite someone, and I know Sister Ruth's a tremendous testimony, and Brother Gary as well. And we're going to hear testimonies about the things the Lord's done. Don't forget, come back tonight, and maybe we'll be preaching the blood tonight. I really felt last week when I preached on the blood that those things broke. The devil doesn't want the blood preached, sure you. I have so many things I want to read this morning which Spurgeon said about a man that doesn't preach about Christ. He said it's like trying to bake a loaf of bread without flour.